Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum gave up the idea of becoming a famous author with a handsome income when he discovered that it would cost him $117 to take the Oxford Overnight Writer's Course. However, he's decided to enter a little different phase of the literary field. He's going to become book publisher. As you look in on a little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store. Abner, returning from the day's delivery, is up in front.
Abner, don't let that screen door slam every time you come in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say, Lum, what's that sign you got up out there in front?
Oh, you mean the one about hopeful young writers bringing in their manuscripts to me?
Yeah. What's that for? What's a manuscript?
Well, that means a book or something that they wrote, but it ain't been printed up yet.
Huh?
Just wrote on rough scratch paper.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you want folks to bring them things in to you for? Can't you think up no ideas of your own to write?
Well, ain't it, Abner? See, I've decided to give up being an author myself. I'm going to become a publisher instead.
Publisher?
Yeah, Dick Hudson told me that's where the big money's at in the book business.
Huh.
See, it ain't the author that actually sells the books that he writes to the public. It's the publisher that does that.
Hmm.
So natural, he's the one that makes the money.
Well, don't the writers get nothing out of it for their sales?
Oh, he gets a little bit. The publisher pays him a penny a word or something like that. Leastways, that's all I'm going to pay, I know.
Well, a penny ain't much. Them authors can't live on that penny.
Oh, well, let's make more than a penny, silly.
Hmm.
See, if they write a long book, say 800 or 900 words long, well, they get paid $8 or $9. And that's just out of one book, too.
Oh, well, then if they write two books a week, was that all right?
I don't know. I never paid no attention.
I believe it was. I ain't for sure. Sounded familiar.
Hello, Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company. L. Edwards, President and Publisher, talking. Mom?
Accident, somebody told me.
Groceries? Oh, well, you'll have to call Mr. Peabody at the Jot 'em Down store for them. Goodbye.
Well, here, wait a minute, Long. What'd you hang up for? I'm right here.
I know, but it sounds more important this way. Sounds like we got two separate telephones.
Oh! Hey, that's a good idea. Who was it, do you know?
Sure, it sounded like Sister Simpson.
Uh-oh, you oughtn't have hung up on her that way. She'll get awful mad.
Yeah.
And she'll pester us till we apologize to her. You know how she is.
Well, I can't help that. I'm too busy to talk to her. Leastways, during office hours.
Well?
That's a new rule I just now made up for the Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company to follow. No talking about groceries during office hours.
Well, did you call it the Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company?
Yeah, Incorporated.
Well, have you took in somebody partnership with you named Edwards?
No, both of them are me.
Huh?
See, I'm the president and the publisher both.
Huh?
There's the phone again. You better get it this time.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, howdy, Sister Simpson.
Yes, sir.
Mom, I never insulted you. That was wrong.
Don't hear my
daddy. Oh, well, just a minute. I'll call him.
No.
Or wait a minute. You'll have to call him at the Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company. Goodbye.
For goodness sakes, Abner, what'd you go and do a thing like that for?
Well, ain't that what you want me to do? Make out like we've got two separate phones?
Yeah, but you know good and well I don't want to talk to her.
Oh.
Especially not when she's mad at me. That woman can talk for hours and hours and she gets wound up on some subject.
Oh, she's a talker all right. Huh. Well, howdy, Mousy. Come on in.
Yeah, howdy, Mousy.
Hello, Lum. Abner. I saw your sign, Lum, so I brought in my manuscript for you.
Well, for the land's sake, Mousy, you ain't had time to write no manuscript just since I put up that sign out there.
Well, see, these are some things that I've written from time to time, Lum. Mostly poems.
Poems, huh?
Yes, sir. Now, I'd like for you to publish them in a book for me, Lum, called the, Collected Works of Llewellyn Smedley Gray.
Hmm.
How soon can you get it done, Lum?
Well, wait, Mousy. I don't know yet whether I'm going to publish your book or not.
Sir?
I ain't sure that I'll be able to sell a book of poems.
Well, these are awful good poems, Lum. The first one is called, That's My Mom. I wrote it especially for her.
That was awful thought of you, Malky.
Yes, sir. Now, here's how it goes.
Wait a minute, Malky. That's our ring. You better answer that
now. I ain't going to talk to Sister Sampson. You're the one she's calling for along.
Well, I ain't going to talk to her neither. Go ahead and answer. Get shut of her somewhere.
No, sir. Now, you do it. Tell her you went somewhere or something like that.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
going to call. Yeah, tell her you ain't here.
Hello? Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company talking. But Mr. Edwards ain't here.
That's our time.
Why, this is his secretary talking.
Yeah, well, got three jobs.
Yeah, we do sound alike. That's because we're relays. Fourth cousins, I think.
For land's sakes.
Why, my name is,
Clinton B. Quincy of Chester, Pennsylvania.
Clinton B. Quincy of Chester, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, Mom. Well, I just got in town about 2 minutes ago. Well, I rode in on the mail hatch. It didn't, huh?
Uh-oh.
Well, then I walked. Here, Edmund, you take this phone.
I ain't gonna do it. I ain't here no way. I'm at the Jotham Downs store now.
Listen, Miss Simpson, I got a lot of secretary work to do for Mr. Lum. I better hang up. Goodbye. Strange. I hate to tell stories like that.
Yeah.
It's like when you tell just one little bitty one, you gotta tell a whole bunch of them to cheer up the person.
Sure, sure. Are you ready now, Lum?
Ready for what, Mousy?
The poems.
Oh.
Under the spreading box elder tree, the village blacksmith stands. That's my mom. A mighty man is she with big and sinewy hands. That's my mom. And the muscles of her mighty arm stands out like iron bands. That's
just
my mom.
Just a minute, Mousy. Wait a minute here. I was here to poem just like that summer before. You never wrote that.
Well, no, not all of it, Lum. I did sort of get the idea from a poem that I read once, but this is about a different blacksmith. This is about my own mother up in Iowa. She's a lady blacksmith,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we know all about her, Mousy, but
yeah,
that don't make no difference. I can't publish that poem. That's against the law. It's stealing. That's what it actually is.
Well, I'll just have to leave that one out, then. I've got plenty of others, Lum. Now, the next one here...
Don't bother to read them, Mousy. I don't believe I'd be interested in publishing no book of poems. Just forget about it.
Well, I know you like this one, though, Lum. I wrote it one night while I was on duty as air raid warden for you. It's dedicated to my friend, the Hoot Owl.
Uh-oh, I'm scared of that.
Here's how it goes. Oh, Hoot Owl, Hoot Owl, oh, friendly owl, oh, owl that hoots, oh, feathered fowl, oh, owl in some dark yonder tree, oh, please, Hoot Owl, please speak to me. Hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo.
And if that don't beat the bugs of
fun. That's good, Mousy. Is there some more to it?
Don't encourage him, Abner.
Yes, sir. There's 29 more stanzas.
Oh, my goodness. I don't believe I can stand it.
Oh, owl of mine, hoot on divine. Oh, owl with eyes that brightly shine.
Wait a minute, Mousy. There's the phone again.
Yes, sir.
Dennis Abner, you just got to answer it this time. That's all there are to it.
I ain't going to do it now.
Abner, you've got to do it.
I
get
won't.
That reason. I'll draw a partnership for you.
All right, I'll get it. Oh, owl of mystery, owl of night. Hello, Sister Simpson? No, Lum ain't here. No, that wasn't him talking to you. That was Clinton B. Quincy at Chester, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was just a minute. Now she wants to talk to Clinton B. Quincy, Lum.
Oh, my goodness. Tell her he's went out summer.
Well, he's went summer, Sister Simpson. I believe he went back to Chester, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, must be where
he went. Well, I know he just got here, but he had to leave right away. The work was too hard for him, I think. He's awful frail, little fella.
Ain't no
sister thing. Here, take it. I can't think of nothing more to say to her.
Well, don't give me the receiver.
Owl of mystery. Owl of night. Oh, owl who sees in dark.
Now, hang up, Mousy. Go on, Abner, talk to
her. I ain't going to do it now, Lum.
Oh, for goodness.
Oh, owl who hoots at passers-by, who always gives that friendly cry.
Mousy.
Hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo.
Mousy, I told you to stop that. Abner. Wait a minute. I believe I got eyes.
Oh, owl. Oh, hooting owl.
Just a minute, Mousy. I think I got some good news for you.
Good news? Oh, gee, Lum, are you going to publish my poem?
Well, I don't know for sure yet, but I've just made new arrangements for you to read your poems to the vice president of our poem department.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful. Who is the vice president, Lum?
Sister Simpson.
Well,
and she's waiting on the phone right now to hear you. So just start reading your poems right into the receiver there.
Oh, gee, how can I ever thank you, Lum?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, go ahead, get started, Mousy. And when you read them once, go right ahead and read them all to her, you know, all 29 stanzas.
Read them all to her.
All right. Hello, Sister Simpson. Here goes. Oh, hoot owl, hoot owl. Oh, friendly owl. Oh, owl that hoots. Oh, feathered fowl. Oh, owl in some dark yonder tree. Oh, please, hoot owl, please speak to me. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo.
Come on, let's get out here.
Oh, hoot owl, hoot owl, with your little bare feet, you must be cold without no heat. So, owl, I'm going to make you a treat. It's a little hoot suit with a neat reed pleat. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo.